Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Live from New Orleans, Flight by Yuengling presents Sports Radio 610 on Radio Row. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Darn right.
That's right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reggie Atitula. Shout out to Byron Matthews on the ones and twos. We are live in New Orleans, Louisiana. Figgy is here. He's not on the microphone. He's making sure that you got great content on Sports Radio 610 on Instagram. So make sure that you're keeping locked in there. And if you've been on social media this weekend, there's all sorts of mess happening. But one of the things that popped off was a image of what appeared to be Chip Kelly at IAH at Bush Intercontinental Airport.
Yeah.
Seemingly in the line with everybody else. No clear, TSA pre-check. Mm-hmm. Just in the line with us mere mortals, going through the line. Everybody was wondering, oh, does that mean that maybe he could be the next coordinator? Is he coming to town, or did he just come through town to talk about the coordinator? Nope. We found out just yesterday that Chip Kelly will be the next offensive coordinator of the Las Vegas Raiders under new head coach Pete Carroll. And it seems like through reporting, I think Albert Breer ultimately gave us reporting that Chip Kelly will have a salary of $6 million, which is way very far away from what the highest offense coordinators in the league had seemingly been receiving. I mean, I think Todd Monken was reported not more than a few months ago as being up near the top at around like $3 million. And so this blows out of the water. But there you go, Chip Kelly. Like, apparently this is what it was going to take for him to go, return to the NFL as offensive coordinator. And, what were your thoughts? Like, what was the first thing that came to mind with all of this when he comes up and when we find out, in the house, by the way, that Chip Kelly is the new offensive coordinator of the Raiders?
Well, let's go back to that image that you just referenced, him standing in line. Somebody posted that. And at first I was like, well, interesting, and then when you think about it, it doesn't make any sense that it involved the Texans at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're trying to keep things on the under wraps with Chip Kelly, and clearly, first of all, you know how I felt about the whole Chip Kelly thing. I think it was a lot of hope in one hand and whatever in the other. There might have been.
I appreciate your censorship.
there might have been some sort of like, well, maybe we can at least send a message somehow or gauge the interest. But I never felt like they were really in or even maybe even that interested in terms of like what they really were looking for, even though there was connections and
at
all
least
that.
Not to the level of like
exactly.
a full interview
exactly.
of some sort.
So that's where it started. Like, I wasn't really that sure that the reporting was vague or talking in circles or at least inferences and such like that. So when I saw it, I'm like, huh, maybe there was something to it. But then I realized two things. Number one, if you have Chip Kelly, let's say there was interest with Chip Kelly, okay? If you have interest and you're keeping it under wraps and you're not letting it out, but you're letting out all these other stories of other coordinators interviewing, you sure as hell wouldn't have had him fly commercial.
Yeah.
You absolutely would not have had him fly commercial.
Right.
You would have sent a jet to wherever he was recruiting or Columbus, Ohio, and brought him back in the cloak of darkness. So there was no way that had anything to do with the Texans, once you think about it, right?
Yeah, likelihood.
Like, no way.
Likelihood is that he was just recruiting.
Yeah.
And we had seen multiple pictures that same week, or like earlier last week, of him with various recruits mm-hmm. that made it seem like he was just doing his due diligence as a coordinator and getting his recruiting done.
Right. And then the second thing, which a lot of people have talked about, I believe you've mentioned this as well, like if he really did have interest in the Texans, I don't think – now, that's a big number. I mean, there's no question about it, stating the obvious. $6 million is a big number. But the Texans are not afraid to spend money to win. It's kind of a misconception, misnomer, that they're – you know, they wouldn't spend that – now, maybe they wouldn't spend $6 million, but couple that with the fact that there was no way they would let him fly commercial to come down here.
Right.
I feel like going to the Raiders – is the biggest sign of all that he wasn't going to come to the Texans, because there is really no reason why he should come to go to the Raiders over the Texans.
I mean, outside of there's some things that have come in on the text line, like somebody, you know, throwing up the idea that, hey, you know, Pete Carroll is an older guy. He's in his early 70s, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly, like 72, 73. That is a dude who, do you feel like he is going to be coaching for many more years?
Maybe
you think the idea is that he'd be able to sit there and like lay in wait in order to take over that job. I don't know. But that isn't a place that has a quarterback, which, I mean, Ben Johnson, mm-hmm. in his situation, talk about somebody who got money. Like, we were just seeing the reporting that he's getting $13 million to be the head coach of the Bears. But he was talking about in his earliest availability there that when he was making a decision, and I don't know that you can extrapolate this all the way, but it feels like it's something that stands to reason, that, hey, quarterback is high up, if not the main kind of priority on whether or not you want to take a job like that. And I imagine offensive coordinator-wise, that's a good thing. And they don't really have that situated. However, there you go. Chip Kelly is there. So what is that now?
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, for the Texans, I think that highlights even more so. Although you do add Adam Stanovich, right? And
another
this
one,
is where
yeah.
I wanted to go. He is the Green Bay Packers offensive coordinator mm-hmm. as of yet. He has been, I believe, for the last few years under Matt LaFleur, the head yeah. coach there, and the primary play caller offensively. So Stanovich has not been a play caller. It kind of falls in line with some of the guys, other guys in this Texan search. But Stanovich and Bill Lazor are probably two of the most experienced coordinators in this mm-hmm. search. Outside of that, it's so many young guys who, you know, are getting a feel for you know what yeah. it is, but they are up and comers on that side of the hill, I guess, proverbial hill, compared to dudes with level experience, which it feels like a lot of people were hoping for in this.
And I think the Texans are kind of giving us their game plan of what they're looking for in a coordinator. Outside of those two, as you mentioned, and even Stanovich, though, he wasn't a play caller. I mean, you know, he wasn't the play caller there. It was Matt LaFleur. So it would stand to reason that he would, you know, this would be the most attractive one.
He was the run game coordinator, though, and I wonder sure. how much that
– That might come into it, and he's like, a line guy, offensive line guy.
Which, yeah. I mean, offensive line coaches are the ones – like, there's not a lot of positions that I believe are going to give you some level of indication if a player – or rather if a coach can definitely be a head yeah. coach or a higher-level coach. Offensive line is one of those ones where I go, oh, man, you're getting multiple
yeah.
people pulling in different directions.
Mm-hmm.
That is one that you have to be a leader of men. So I do find that to be an interesting one, especially with some of the kind of rumors and things that we've heard about the potential of the relationship with Bobby Slowick with that. Like mm-hmm. someone who has been an offensive line coach who has had to inherently bring men together, I think is an interesting vibe with him here.
Yeah.
But how much do you like the prospect of Adam Stanovich now within this group and class of potential offensive coordinators?
I would put him probably top three, but third of what I'm looking at right now. And just as a side note with the Chip Kelly thing, I saw the text that you were referencing. You know, Chip Kelly to the Raiders is a genius move for Kelly. With his age, Pete Carroll will only be there 3 years max. That doesn't make sense to me. Maybe that's what you feel. Maybe that's what he feels. Because if he came to the Texans and turned this thing around, he would be a head coach next year because of his experience as a head coach, because of him coming. So none of it makes sense that the Texans actually showed viable interest in Chip Kelly, because if he came down here and they showed interest, he could turn this thing around in 1 year and be a head coach in 2026.
Sure.
Period. He didn't have to wait these 3 years or anything. Now, as far as the other candidates.
I mean, big money will do it to you. Six mil could
no,
be.
No, and that's clearly a factor, but a big factor. But, you know, as far as, like, the other candidates, the offensive line thing is crucial to me. I think that's what vaults him up a lot of people's boards, you know, Stanovich, because that's what this team needs. And I feel like this organization does not want to move on. They might have to in one or two cases, but they don't want to move on from three linemen, maybe four offensive linemen. They want to be able to implement these guys in the next system, or at least adjustments to this system that changes the front blocking scheme, as we've talked about.
I do wonder, though, like with Chip Kelly off of the table, are so many people, or how many people are that have been clamoring for Chip Kelly, like where does their attention now turn? Do they fall to the Stanovich, who, you know, has a little bit of experience, or like a Lazor, who has some experience, or do they then find their favorite of one of these kind of young up-and-coming guys who they want, like a Nick Cayley? Is Nick Cayley now fallen as like the people's mm-hmm. choice, even though I think he already had a certain level of appeal there? Or do
yeah.
people turn to Udinski or Brian Johnson as we've kind of built this system of folks throwing their proverbial support behind potential candidates? Yeah, man, this is all fascinating. We'll talk more about it as we go, but officially, that man is no longer Chip Kelly, no longer in the running for the Texas job, and if he was even in the running in any way, shape, or form.
I think, and we'll dig into this more as the show progresses here, but I think it's a three-horse race right now between Gerard Johnson, Nick Cayley, and Stanovich. I think those three probably have separated themselves, just my opinion, simply because I think they're showing us the template, as I talked about. They want that young guy that maybe can implement various, you know, different degrees of experience into this system already.
Some flexibility.
And all three of those guys could do that.
All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, broadcasting live from Radio Row in New Orleans. Much appreciation of Flight by Yingling helping us get out here. And I wanted to remind you that we may be in New Orleans, but our
Our Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest continues to roll on. Listen to Sports Radio 610 on the Odyssey app for an hour each day to get your entry into that contest. If you win, you and three friends will be headed to Vegas to stay at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, premium sports viewing destination, and you can enjoy the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim as part of your ultimate college basketball championship experience. Plus, you'll have an extra $20,000 in your pocket to spend while you're in Sin City. Just download the Odyssey app, listen for an hour each day, and you'll get a daily entry into Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. All right, coming up next, let's get into our question of the day. What was the time where you were cooked in the way that Nico Harrison, the general manager of the Dallas Mavericks, is being
cooked
for this Luka Doncic trade? 713-572-4610. We'll discuss it next on Sports Radio 610. Yeah.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.